I've gotten to meet a lot of you guys when I've come down to Juneau for your retreats, which were a blessing along my way. But I'd first like to start with one more moment of just silence and meditation on the compulsive overeater within our rooms and without our rooms who would benefit from our program. And then I'll say the third step prayer and join me if you'd like. God, and I offer myself to thee to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. And I'm coming to you from Palisade, Colorado. If you had asked me a year ago at this time, would I be living here? The answer would have been no. Why would I do such a foolish thing? And but that's one of those higher power, the joke's on you, Wanda. So I'm grateful to live here. And since it's the month of November and we focus on step 11, usually in meetings and step in the tradition 11 and concept 11, I just thought that it's a good idea to focus on gratitude. And my story is one of gratitude. I came into program back in about 89 to 91, and I used it as a diet. I came in while they still had the little gray sheets that they gave to people. And so I followed that plan and I lost about 100 pounds. I was still filled with a lot of self-loathing, but I was in a big book study meeting every Monday evening during the course of that year. So I was absorbing some things along with the diet plan, but I wasn't actively working the steps. And I worked with a sponsor who gave me a lot of compassion and love, which is what I think I probably needed in that self-loathing state at that point. And so I had, but she moved away. How dare her? Her life went on. And when she moved away, I just kind of wandered away from away. And I, my life was had improved a lot. I had gotten into advanced education, and so things were looking rosy. But the food was still my nemesis, and I gained the 100 pounds back after she moved away, and I drifted away. And then I went through life and finished my education and got an opportunity and moved out to the Denver area from I had gone into OA in Mississippi. And so when I moved to the Denver area, I kept, some little niggling something. Some people might call it their higher power, but I'm just going to call it a little something. Kept telling me to go to OA, Wanda, go to OA. And in this recent move, I've come across some journals and I found a couple from back in my early days in Denver. And shortly before I came into program, I had written how desperate I felt, how I have no friends. I was filled with self-loathing. I felt inadequate to the position I was placed in. I was at the end of my rope. I had gone to a commercial weight loss plan almost every January from the time I had wandered out of OA until that January of 2003. I went to another commercial weight loss plan, and I can remember they used a system where they tallied up points, and so they had these things that were low points, and you could have one. And so I went and bought those, and I proceeded to eat the 12 pack. And I went to the next meeting and I said, "You mean you guys don't eat the whole 12 pack and use up all your 12 points?" And they all looked at me like I was an alien. And so I, and then to top it off, I had, you know, it was a pay and way. So you had to get weighed in and, you know, they wrote your number flamboyantly into the little book. And so I went the 1 week and committed that I was just going to do their program so well. And I went back the next week and had gained 7 pounds. Because in the meantime, I was binging like a crazy fool that I am without our program. And so I then by March of that year, some other personal things had happened and a good friend moved away. And I just was at the bottom of my rope. And I just finally wrote in my journal, perhaps away soon. And I looked at the meeting list and I went to Monday night. Of course, it was the Monday after Easter in April of 2003, because the week before Easter, I was doing volunteer work at my church and I was supposed to put together baskets for the kiddos for the kids choir that I was helping with. And I had to buy stuff to go in the baskets 3 different times because I consumed it that week. And so I think I really was very, very, very far into the pit by the time I dragged myself to that one first meeting. And it was an in-person meeting. Thank you, God. Pre-Zoom. I'm grateful for Zoom. I really am trying to be grateful. But but I'm so glad my first meeting was an in-person one. And I don't remember a whole lot out of it, but they were using that big blue book and reading a page and a paragraph or two and sharing and going around a room. The chairs were set up in a circle and going around the room and sharing. And the only thing I took out of that meeting was the lady sitting next to me tapped my knee and said, "Keep coming back at the end of the meeting. We'll see you next week." And oh, it felt so good to belong and to feel included and to be at home and to hear other people do eat the 12 pack like I do when they're practicing their disease, which is so similar to mine. And so I came in 2003 and I haven't left yet. And I was counting. I have a day count going. I retired, and 179 days ago, I retired. People count days for all kinds of stuff, and I chose that one. And I've been on maintenance for 216 days now. And my OA journey started, oh gosh, I do believe it is not handy in my book. But anyway, I do often tally that. And my sister was teasing me about doing my counting the other day. So I tallied for her that, yeah, I'm on 23,725 days of my life. Just to put things in perspective, I've only been on maintenance 200 of those, 200 some odd of those. So good, let's get a little reality check. And but I'm so grateful that I came in and I never left. And from that April of 2003, I was able to go. There was a guy, the Canadian guy that does a lot of the Vision for You stuff. He came down to Denver and I had joined late enough that I missed his presentation, retreat or whatever. But a lot of people were using that material and walking people through the steps. And so I attended a Sunday afternoon and we were locked out of the building that we were supposed to have our little workshop at. And so we sat on the, you know, the weather in Denver's gorgeous most days of the year anyway. So we sat out on the lawn and did a review of all 12 steps. And that got me going to know that we do this program. Oh, and that's the one thing. People dog the gray sheet, you know, and I'm in a right side body because I eat a healthy diet in a healthy manner, healthy foods at healthy times, hopefully with healthy people or with myself being healthy. And but the thing that no one ever remembers to talk about that's on this little pamphlet, it says, remember, ours is a threefold illness. These suggested eating plans can guide us on the physical level, but we need the 12 steps to remember our recovery on the spiritual and emotional levels as well. And so sure, getting the weight off, that happened relatively soon. And then life took over, right? So I went to retreats in 2005. I actually got to hear that Canadian guy in person up in the mountains. And at that point, I was needing a sponsor. I had had a sponsor when I first came into that meeting on Monday nights doing the big book. And my higher power just said, ask that lady right next to you. So I did. She was tall and willowy and had a lot that I looked forward to having. And so we went through the big book on Sunday afternoons at her place for about for as long as it took to get all the way through the big book. We were reading a few pages at a time, and that went on for a couple of years. And by the time I went up and heard Lowie speak, I was looking for another sponsor because my first one was doing other things that was keeping her busier. And I heard someone share authentically real what was going on with her life. And she was in a right-sized body. She didn't have to eat over her emotions anymore. And she just glowed with recovery. And so I asked her to guide me. And she's been guiding me for ever since 2005. And so that's been a long-term relationship. And I do attend a Vision for You speaker meeting, or, you know, listen to things. And they always talk about getting people work through the steps, and then you get moving on to another one to try to help save so many more people. And I think there's wisdom in having a person that walks this path with you long-term, because they can kind of cut through the crap and hear your shit and know when you're not relying on your higher power as much as you probably should be. So, and I think that's the goal of a sponsoring at all times, is to point people in the direction of higher power. Whatever that higher power is for you, there's a way out of our disease. And it's definitely by living in the 12 steps. We can have head knowledge, we can intellectualize all this stuff. I could spend hours intellectualizing it, but it's a heart thing, you know? So it's that, there's one speaker that says it's those, however many inches from the brain to the heart, that's the distance you have to cover in a way. And so I love that. And there's another OA speaker that always says she doesn't love well, nor does she forgive easily. And since it's November, that's the three things I wanted to talk about, that giving up. I had them written down, but I lost my paper. There are three givings in November in program. Giving up, which is surrendering to higher power. Thanksgiving, which is being grateful and thankful for the things that we're doing in our program and the people who've been here before us, guiding us, and just all those things that we can be thankful for. Thanksgiving. And then forgiving. Most of us came in, I know I did, hating myself. And I could not forgive myself for the crap that I had dished out to the world. And I just couldn't forgive my family members for not living up to my expectations and all those things. So forgiveness has been essential to my growth. And now I can sincerely say, you know, I may be wacky, but I like me, and I have grown to just love me dearly because I've been able to forgive myself of being a human being. You know, there's another saying in OA, you'd never rise above the level of being human. We think we have to be perfectionist, right? And perfectionistic. We go into professions that expect us to live life perfectly, and no one lives life perfectly, come to find out. And I do have to give a shout out to Bonnie. I got to stay with her when I went down for one of the Juno retreats, and I just love that Bonnie's on this meeting today. She is one of my people that, you know, you just there are people you just click with in OA that just say the wise word at the right time. My time in Kotzebue was such a growth-filled opportunity. I gained weight while I was there, I realize now. And in 2015, I was back up higher than is a healthy weight range for me. I was probably back up into the obese category. And in 2015, I found a food plan that works well for me. And from there, while I was living in Kotzebue, we had multiple times of using the OA workbook, working the steps that way. And then they came out more recently with that new greenish covered book with the working the group, working as a group, and did that. And so I think there's that line that I almost object to in the AA Big Book, half measures availed us nothing. And I think in the black and white world of alcohol, where you just put the plug in the jug and move on, maybe that matters. But I think for me, in a way, my little measures sometimes avail me more than you notice. You know, my half measures, my quarter measures might fuel my program in ways that have, you know, been able to help me grow. And of course, doing much more than half measures, you know, does avail me much. But
so why? Five minutes.
Okay. Thank you. And what happened? That was all the history. I've been tapping on into several things that I really wanted to cover here. The thing that happened most significantly, I've had two spiritual experiences. One, I had come in April of 2003, and I was still trying to use it as a diet. You know, I was going to lose weight. And I went camping one weekend, and I had said to myself I wasn't going to eat sugar on that weekend. And I got up there and we were playing cards. We had the lanterns going, we're playing cards. Somebody dragged out a bag of not a sugary item. And there went my willpower, whoop, out the window. So I was just stuffing. And I ate more than my fair share because I didn't even bring the bag of stuff. It was somebody else's. They had put out for, you know, community consumption. And yeah, I wanted and scarfed it down. The next morning I woke up, I was disgusted with myself. Sat inside my tent. It was the sunshine streaming in on it. Oh gosh, it was gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous morning. And I said, okay, God, if this is really going to be you in charge of my life, you do it. Because you can tell by last night, I have no control over food. And then a few years into my, it was almost like I heard an audible, okay, I've been waiting a while. Glad you decided. So I have a kind of irreverent higher power, but that's a different story. Anyway, but my life changed dramatically from that point on. I did live the pink cloud abstinence for quite a while. Then when I was up in Alaska, I moved up there alone, and it's a harsh place to live on one's own, especially when you feel like you're on your own. And I did several different things. I tried to get a meeting started, and I tried, you know, I stayed in touch with my Denver peeps, and I did workshop, attended all kinds of different telephone meetings and all that stuff. And I was really feeling like I was giving it my all, but I was feeling very, very lonely, and like my higher power had kind of dropped me on my head. And so a friend was talking about how, yeah, she really relied on her husband a lot, you know, and I was like, yeah, I don't have one of those. And she relied on this, that, and the other. And I realized I just went, and I was like, God, what's up? Who can I rely on? And I almost got an audible, well, me, Wanda, that's the whole deal we got going here. You're relying fully on me. And I was taken aback and I was shocked, but it was what I needed to hear at the time. So I do trust my higher power in everything, every day. And I was scared to death to do this today, but I'm so grateful that you guys are together and can listen to me. I'm very happily relocated to where I'm living now, and I'm just grateful for Zoom. 2020 has been a year of growth, and some good growth, some not so good growth, but I am abstaining, maintaining, and living in recovery, and doing service is becoming so important. And just whatever I can, I think the best service people give is showing up, because people need to hear that we've got a solution, and it's not as difficult as it seems. Put down the food, pick up a life, and maybe it'll be your own. And with that, I'll close. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda. Great story. So would you want to do question and answers, or just open it up for sharing, or what's your sense of that?
You can do a group conscience. What does everybody else want?
I can't see everybody. So question and answers, raise your hand if you'd like that. Or general sharing, raise your hand if you'd like that.
Looks like general sharing. Yay, I'd love to hear.
Excellent. Okay, so who would like to be our timer, time people, for 3 minutes?
I could time.
Thanks, Mary. All right, we'll open it up for sharing. I don't know if people want to raise their hand, or I'm using my phone, so I can't see everybody on the same screen. So if somebody can, they can call on the person who wants to share next, or we could just jump in.
I'll just jump in. This is Wendy, grateful recovering food addict.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, everybody. My goodness, so many people on the meeting. It's very, very exciting. And I'm very, very grateful for Zoom right now. This would not be possible with people all over like this. I love it. I love it. Wanda, thanks for sharing your story. It's really nice to get to know you better and to hear your history with OA. There's a lot of wisdom there, a lot of wisdom. Not quite sure what else to say. I like how you said I'm abstaining, maintaining. I have to think of a third thing for that, maybe recovering. Leaning on my higher power has been a lesson that I need to continually learn. I always wish I could